Brothers and sisters, happy Chinese New Year's.
弟兄姐妹们，中国新年快乐。
And many of you have gathered last night.
许多人昨天晚上有聚集。
And trust that you have good fellowship.
我相信你们都有很美好的交通。
Thank the Lord to bring us back this morning to worship Him.
感谢主今天早上再次把我们带回聚集在他的面前来敬拜他。
Let's turn to our Bible to Revelation.
让我们翻到启示录。
Chapter 12.
第十二章。
Book of Revelation, chapter 12.
启示录第十二章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11.
启示录第十二章第十一节。
And they...overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their life even when faced with death.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
This morning our focus will be on this phrase, the word of their testimony.
今天早上我们所注意的就是所见证的道。
It's one of the reason the overcomer overcame.
这个是这些得胜者他们能够得胜的一个原因。
Because of the word of their testimony.
乃是因为他们所见证的道。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you again together once before your table.
天父，我们实在感谢你再次聚集我们在你的桌子面前。
Every time we gather this way, our heart is full with joy.
每一次我们这样聚集，心里就充满了欢喜快乐。
Although we are unworthy, but the blood of the Lamb is worthy.
虽然我们是不配，但是羔羊的宝血是配。
We thank you that we have another opportunity to come before your word.
感谢你，我们再有一次的机会来到你话语的面前。
And we pray this will be a time that you can speak to us.
我们愿意在这个时间里来对我们说话。
We're not here to be entertained.
我们不是在这边享受一些娱乐。
And we want to hear the voice of our shepherd.
我们愿意听见我们大牧人的声音。
Therefore, we commit this time into your hands.
因此我们把这段时间交托在你的手中。
Because we know the inability of human being to communicate your heart's desire.
知道我们看见人没有办法把你的心意说出来。
And we pray for the anointing, for the speaking, for the translating, and for the hearing.
我们愿你的圣灵来膏所说的翻译的和我们所听的。
We look to you.
我们来仰望你
for this next hour.
为着这下面这个时间
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen. Brothers and sisters, there is an enormous conflict since the beginning of the time.
弟兄姐妹们在从时间开始就有一个非常大的一个冲突
And this enormous conflict will not endUntil the end of time.
那这个很大的一个冲突一直要持续到时间的末了。
So as we live in this age, as children of God, we must understand this conflict.
我们这些神的儿女活在这个世界里面，我们必须要来明白这个冲突。
And this conflict has a center, has a focus.
这个冲突是有一个中心。
And the center of this conflict is the testimony of Jesus.
这个冲突的中心就是为耶稣做见证。
God wants to uphold the testimony of Jesus.
神要我们来高举耶稣的见证。
And Satan desires to destroy this testimony of Jesus.
那撒旦就是要来摧毁为耶稣的见证。
And this conflict underpinned the entire human history.
这个冲突就在整个人类历史的下面支撑着。
Even though we saw events occur in the history,
虽然我们看见历史里面所发生的一些事情。
If you dig deeper, underneath, it's because of this conflict.
若是你更深掘的话，你就会发现说这个下面乃是这个 就是一个原因。
For example, when we read the book of Revelation, we saw John, Apostle John, was exiled.
例如说我们读启示录，我们看见约翰，被放逐。
He was exiled in the island called Patmos.
他被放逐到巴伯海岛上。
This is an event in the history.
这是在世界在历史里面的一件事。
But you look deeper, there's a reason behind that.
你若是仔细来看的话，这是有一个原因的。
It's because the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
他被放逐乃是因为为着神的道，并为给耶稣所做的见证。
John was caught in this conflict.
约翰就在这个的冲突里面。
He was exiled because of the testimony of Jesus.
他被放逐乃是因为为耶稣所做的见证。
Maybe you think that, no, I'm not Apostle John.
那你也许说，那我不是使徒约翰。
I'm just an ordinary Christian.
我就是一个很一般的基督徒。
Maybe this, I can escape from this conflict.
也许我能够逃脱这样的冲突。
Now, then you read until Revelation chapter 12.
请你读约翰使徒行启示录十二章。
And you saw a dragon.
你就看见有个大龙。
Then you saw a woman.
你看见一个妇人。
And the children of this woman.
而且你看见她的儿女们。
And the dragon made war against the children of this woman.
你就看见这个龙与这妇人的儿女们来征战。
You saw there's a conflict.
在这边是有一个冲突。
Between the dragon.And the children of this woman.
这个冲突就是在这个龙和这妇人的儿女之间。
And there is a reason for that conflict.
这个冲突是有个原因的。
Because the children of the woman hold onto the testimony of Jesus.
因为这些这妇人儿女们就是为着耶稣做见证。
We live in such a time.
我们就生活在这个时代里面。
Whoever wants to hold onto this testimony of Jesus.Will be right in the middle of this conflict.
你若是要守住为耶稣所做的见证，你就在这个冲突之中。
When you read until the Revelation chapter 20,
你读到启示录第二十章的时候
，John saw the soul of those who had been beheaded.
约翰就看见那些被斩者的那些灵魂。
They came to life.And reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
他们就都复活了，与基督同作王1000年。
And John said, they will be headed because of the testimony of Jesus.
约翰就告诉我们，他们之所以被斩，乃是因为为耶稣所做见证。
You can see that the things in happen in history is all because.Of testimony of Jesus.
你看见在这个历史里面所发生这一切的事情，都是因着是为耶稣所做的见证。
So what is the testimony of Jesus?
那耶稣的见证到底是什么呢
？To simply say the testimony of Jesus is about who Jesus is.
简单的来说，耶稣的见证就是说到耶稣的所事。
And the whole Bible is describing who Jesus is.
整本圣经就告诉我们。主耶稣是谁
So of course we cannot go through the Bible explaining the testimony of Jesus this morning.
今天早上我们没有办法来在整本圣经里来看耶稣是谁
But if you remember, the first week of this month, by the way, I already told you about the testimony of Jesus.
就是你记住的话，在这个今年的第一周里面，魏弟兄就已经告诉我们。这个耶稣的见证。
So I'm going to just summarize that for you.
那我就把它给你做一个总结。
In Revelation chapter 1 verse 17 and 18 is a very good summary of the testimony of Jesus.
在启示录第一章第十七节里，十八节里面就是一个非常好的总结。
And from these two verses, we can see three aspects of this testimony.
在从这一两节圣经里面，我们可以看见，在这个耶稣的见证里面的三方面。
The first, he is the first and the last.
第一方面就是他是首先的，他是末后的。
Christ is the first of all things.
基督是一切，是万物之先。
Christ initiate all things.
基督开始一切的事物。
All things come from Christ.
所有的事情从基督而来。
And all things return to Christ.
所有的事情归于基督。
He is all and in all.
他是一切又在一切之中。
This is the testimony of Jesus.
这个就是耶稣的见证。
The second, he is the living one.
第二个，他是存活的。
In him was life.
在他里面有生命，在他里面。
And the life was the light of man.
这生命就是人的光。
There is no life apart from Jesus.
在除了耶稣以外，我们就没有生命。
He is the Lord of our life.
他是我们生命的主。
He is the living one.
他是那存活的。
He is the life givers.
他是给把生命赐生命的，赐生命者。
And this is the second aspect.
这是第二方面。
The third aspect.
第三方面。
He was dead. Behold, he is alive forevermore, and he has the keys of the death.And the Hades.
他曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
He is the resurrection and the life.
复活在他，生命也在他。
He overcame the power of death and the gates of Hades.
他胜过死亡和阴间的权柄。
He is the Lord of victory.
他是得胜的主。
So this is a summary of what Jesus is.
这就是耶稣的所是。
He is the first and he is the last.
他是首先的，他是末后的。
He is the living one.
他是存活的。
He was dead. Behold, he is alive forevermore.
他曾死过，现在又活了，并且要活到永永远远。
He has the keys of death and of Hades.
他拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
If you think that this is too much for you,
若是你觉得这个太对你而言太多的话
too many to remember.
你有太多的事情需要来记住的话
you want something even more simpler.
你要有一些更容易的事
we can condense all three into one.
我们可以把一切都归于一
that is Jesus is Lord.
就是耶稣是主
if you want to know in the most simplistic way what the testimony is of Jesus is,
若是你要知道耶稣见证的最简单的方法是什么最简单是什么
is Jesus is Lord
就是耶稣是主
Jesus is Lord of your life
耶稣是你生活的主
Jesus is Lord of my life
耶稣是我生活的主
Jesus is Lord of my family
耶稣是我家庭的主
Jesus is Lord of our gathering
耶稣是我们聚会的主
Jesus is Lord of the universe
主耶稣是这个全宇宙的主。
If someone see your life and see my life, and they realize Jesus is Lord,
若是有人看见你的生活和我的生活，他们发现说耶稣是主的话
，then you and I had the testimony of Jesus.
那你我就有这个为耶稣所做的见证。
If someone look at your life and look at my life,
若是有人看你的生活和我的生活
，look at our gathering.
看我们的聚集
They do not see that Jesus is Lord.
他们没有看见耶稣是主的话
And we do not have testimony of Jesus.
我们就没有为耶稣所做的见证
It does not matter whether we can describe what this testimony is.
不管我们能够怎样来述说这个见证是什么
It does not matter whether we know it or we have heard it or not.
不管我们是否听过了我们是否知道
If someone cannot see Jesus is Lord for our life.
若是人在我们的生活中没有办法看见耶稣是主的话
Then we do not have this testimony.
那我们就没有这个见证
When we read the Revelation chapter 12 verse 11
当我们读启示录第十二章第十一节的时候
And they are overcomers
他们是得胜者
They overcame because of the blood of the Lamb
他们胜过他们得胜乃是因为羔羊的血
And because of the wordOf their testimony.
和自己所见证的道。
I want brothers and sisters to pay attention to the word their testimony.
我愿意你们注意到，就是他为自己所见证的道，自己所见证的道。
This testimony is theirs.
这个见证乃是他们的见证。
The testimony of Jesus must become our testimony.
耶稣的见证必须成为我们的见证。
Unless the testimony of Jesus becomes our testimony, it will not operate in our lives.
除非耶稣的见证成为我们的见证，那在我们的生活中就没有办法起功用。
It does not mean we heard of it.
并不是说我们是否听过了。
It does not mean we knew about it.
也不是关乎于我们是否知道。
This is not a matter of objective truth.
这个并不是一个客观的真理的认识。
Our testimony means it is our life experience.
我们的见证乃是说到我们生活的经历。
But who can turn this objective truth into a subjective experience?
谁能够把这个客观的一个真理变成一个主观的经历呢？
And we just sound as him.
我们刚刚唱这首诗歌。
The cross on the Calvary will never save your soul.
各个他的十架还不会拯救你。
The cross in your own heart alone can make you whole.
在你里的十架才能医治你。
So who can bring the cross on the Calvary into my heart?
谁能够把那哥哥他的十字架，带来进入到我心呢？
Who can make this objective truth into your personal experience?
谁能够把这个客观的真理变成你个人的经历呢？
The answer is Holy Spirit.
这答案就是圣灵。
The work of Holy Spirit.It's for the testimony of Jesus.
圣灵的工作就是为着耶稣所做的见证。
From the day we were saved,
当我们得救的那一日开始，
the Holy Spirit entered into our heart.
圣灵就进入到我们的心里。
And he started working.
他就开始工作。
He's working for a single purpose.
他工作的只有一个目的。
Just let the testimony of Jesus become your testimony.
就是要让耶稣的见证成为你的见证。
But there is an opposition.
但是在那边他们有一个对头。
There is a strong opposition to the work of Holy Spirit.
他们有一个非常强的对头。
And this opposition is the flesh.
这个对头就是我们的肉体。
So Galatians said that the flesh set its desire against the Spirit.
所以在加拉太书就告诉我们说，情欲和圣灵相争。
And the Spirit against the flesh.
圣灵和情欲相争。
So these are in opposition to one another.
他们彼此是相敌的。
So that you may not do the things that you please.
所以使你们不能做所愿意去做的。
This is exactly what happened in our Christian life.
这就是我们基督徒生活的一个写照。
In our heart there's a war.
在我们心里面有一个征战。
There's the Holy Spirit.
在那边有圣灵。
And there is something called the flesh.
那还有一个就是肉体。
The flesh against the Holy Spirit.
肉体与圣灵相争。
The Holy Spirit against your flesh.
圣灵与肉体相争。
And this is a spiritual warfare.
这是一个属灵的征战。
It happens every day.
这在我们每一天的生活里面都发生。
And there was a story in the Bible.
在圣经里面有个故事
that illustrates this very, very well for us.
就能够很清楚的把这个向我们说明出来。
It's a vivid picture of how the flesh is against the Holy Spirit.
就让我们很清楚的能够看见说圣灵与肉体的相争。
And how the spirit against the flesh.
那这个圣灵与肉体相争，肉体与圣灵相争。
And this happened.In the life of Jacob.
这个就是在雅各的生活
Remember, when Jacob returned to his home to see his brother Esau.
你记得当雅各他要回家去看以扫的他的哥哥以扫的时候。
He was so afraid to see his brothers.
他很怕看到他的哥哥以扫。
And therefore, he hesitated.
所以他就他就犹豫。
And he sent all the livestock across the river.
他把他所有的牲畜都让他们先过河了。
He sent his wife and children across the river.
他把他的妻子和孩子们也都送过河。
And he stayed behind alone by himself.
他自己一个人留在最后。
He so hesitated to cross that river to see his brother Esau.
他实在非常的犹豫要过那个过河去见他的哥哥以扫。
And Jacob has all the smart that he needs up to that point.
在那个之前，雅各是非常聪明能干的人。
But he was not sure how he will be received by his brothers.
但是他却没有把握他的当他见他的 哥哥以扫的时候会怎么样。
So he stayed behind.
所以他就留在最后。
And that evening, a man came wrestle with him.
那一天晚上就有一个人来与他相角。
So Jacob and this man wrestle all night.
所以雅各和这个人就摔跤一整夜。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗？
You wrestle with someone all night long.
你整夜都与一个人来摔跤。
And this is the pictures of how the flesh against the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit against the flesh.
这就是给我们看见一幅图画，肉体怎样与圣灵相交，圣灵怎样与肉体相争。
Jacob represents the flesh.
雅各就代表我们的肉体。
And this man represents the Holy Spirit.
这个人就代表圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit and the flesh wrestle all night.
圣灵就与肉体整夜的摔跤。
And this is what happened in our life.
这也是在我们生活里所发生的。
This is happening in our heart every day.
这是在我们心里面所发生，天天都发生的事。
There is wrestling going on.
在我们的心里面就有这个摔跤。
Do you know what was the disagreement between the flesh and the Holy Spirit?
你知道圣灵和肉体他们所不同意的是在什么事情上吗？
Of course they disagree with something.
因为他们一定是有一些不同意的事情。
Otherwise they don't have to wrestle with one another.
否则他们就不需要彼此摔跤。
The central disagreement is about the testimony of Jesus.
他们所不同意的就是耶稣的见证。
Holy Spirit said Jesus is Lord.
圣灵说耶稣是主。
And the flesh said I am the Lord.
肉体说我是主。
Therefore there is a conflict.
因此在这里就有一个冲突。
Holy Spirit said Jesus should be in the highest place.
圣灵说耶稣应该在最高的位置上。
And the flesh said I am at the highest place.
但是肉体却说我是在最高的位置上。
So there is a conflict.
所以这有一个冲突。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
Isn't this describe our spiritual life?
这是否来描写我们的属灵生活呢？
Since there can only be one Lord.
因为只能有一位主。
So they wrestle against each other.
所以他们就彼此相争。
Maybe one day the Holy Spirit in your heart said, you ought to read the Bible.
也许有一天圣灵在你的里面就跟你说你要读圣经。
And your flesh said, I need to read the news first.
那你的肉体就说我现在要去看新闻。
By the time you finish reading your news, then there's no more time for reading the Bible.
当你把新闻都看完了，你就没有时间再来读圣经了。
Maybe Holy Spirit said, you ought to go to meeting tonight.
也许圣灵在你里面说，今天晚上你应该去聚会。
You really need to go.
你实在是需要去。
You haven't been to that meeting for so long.
你好久没有去那聚会了。
You ought to be there tonight.
你今天晚上必须要去。
The Holy Spirit is saying that to you.
圣灵对你这么说。
The flesh said, I have so much to do.
肉体就说我好有好多的事情要做。
There's so much school work to do.
我有好多的功课要写。
There's so much work at work.
那在工作上也有许多的事要做。
I really can't go.
我实在不能去。
There's a wrestle there.
在那边就有一个摔跤。
Maybe the Holy Spirit said you ought to have more fellowship with saints.
也许圣灵跟你说你需要与圣徒们有更多的彼此的交通。
You need to call the brothers.
你需要打电话给弟兄们。
You need to visit the sisters.
你需要去看望那位姐妹们。
But the flesh said, I need some time for myself.
但是肉体却说我需要有个人的时间。
So there's a wrestling going on.
所以在那里就有一个摔跤。
Brothers and sisters, this is happening in our life.
弟兄姐妹们，这就发生在我们的生活中。
Constantly,There is a struggle.
经常有这样子的冲突。
Between the Holy Spirit and the flesh.
在圣灵和肉体之间。
If the testimony of Jesus is our testimony.
若是耶稣的见证是我的见证，
是我们的见证。There will be no wrestling.
那就没有任何的摔跤。
This wrestling would not stop until one day the testimony of Jesus becomes our testimony.
这样的相争会持续下去，直到有一天耶稣的见证成为我们的见证。
And Jacob was so strong, and he prevailed against the man.
雅各是那样的强壮，他胜过了那人。
In the same way, our flesh was strong, the flesh often prevail against the Holy Spirit.
同样的，我们的肉体也是这样的，如此的强壮，我们常常就胜过圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is so gentle.
圣灵是非常的温柔。
He speaks in a small, still voice.
他对我们用微小的声音。
And our flesh often quench the Spirit.
我们的肉体常常就消灭圣灵的感动。
And we even grieve the Holy Spirit.
我们也让圣灵来担忧。
Even that we grieve and quench the Holy Spirit, He never give up.
就是我们消灭圣灵的感动，我们叫让圣灵担忧，他但是他却不放弃我们。
And this is the depths of the love.
这个就是深的爱。
Imagine how often, how long you and I have quenched the Holy Spirit.
你想想看，你有多少次有是怎样的来消灭圣灵的感动
？How long, how often you and I grieve the Holy Spirit?
我们是经常的多次的让圣灵担忧。
But He never gives up.
但是他却从来不放弃我们。
He still comes to you and speaks to you.
他仍然来对我们说话。
He still uses that small still voice to say, "Go to the meeting."
他仍然用那微小的声音来告诉我们说，去聚会吧。
Go to read the Bible.
读圣经吧。
Call this brothers.
打电话给这个弟兄吧。
Have more fellowship.
有更多的交通吧。
This is the love of Christ.
这是基督的爱。
He will love us to the end.
他会爱我们直到底。
Then before the breaking of the dawn.
在黎明来临之前。
And this man couldn't get rid of Jacob.
这个人没有办法胜过雅各。
Jacob was so strong.
雅各是这样子刚强
But the breaking of dawn, this man desired to leave.
但是黎明即将来到，这个人要走了。
So he just dislocated the socket of Jacob's side.
他就把雅各的大腿窝扭了。
Just with that one touch.
他就是这样一摸。
I wonder why didn't use that finger in the beginning of that night.
我就在想说，他为什么不在那个夜开始的时候他就。就来摸他一下。
Well, why had wait until the dawn?
他为什么要一直等到黎明即将来到的时候
？To spare all that effort.
花尽了一切的力量。
But at that time, when the man touched the socket of Jacob's side.
在那个时候，当那人摸了雅各的大腿窝一下。
In an instant, Jacob became crippled.
在那一刹那之间。雅各就变成瘸腿
and lost all his strength.
他就失去了他一切的力量
Up to that point, Jacob counted on his own strength all his life.
在那之前，雅各靠着他自己的力量在过他的生活
He prevailed against everybody in front of him.
他胜过在他面前一切所有的人
He prevailed against his brothers.
他胜过了他的哥哥
He prevailed against his fathers.
他胜过了他的父亲。
He prevailed against his uncle.
他胜过了他的舅父。
And he even prevailed against the angel of the Lord.
他甚至也胜过了天使。
But with that one touch, he lost all his strength.
但是就是那么一摸，他失去了他一切的力量。
This is the work of Holy Spirit.
这个就是圣灵的工作。
What?The Holy Spirit was doing there is to bring the cross into his heart.
在圣灵在那里所做的工作就是把十字架带到雅各的心里。
And this is how often the Holy Spirit works in our heart.
这也是圣灵经常在我们心中所做的工作。
He will take away our natural strength.
他要把我们天然的力量都取去。
When we have this natural strength, we will always use our strength.
当我们有这个天然的力量的时候，我们就总是要用我们的力量。
And we use that strength to wrestle with the Holy Spirit.
我们要用这个力量来与圣灵相争。
So when the Holy Spirit took away that natural strength,
当圣灵把那天然的力量挪去了之后
，then Jacob clung to this man.
所以那个时候雅各就紧紧地抓住这个人。
He said that.If you do not give me the blessing, I will not let you go.
他就对他说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
Having lost his own natural strength,
他失去了他天然的力量。
Jacob began to look to this man for mercy.
他雅各就仰望这个人，施恩怜悯他。
He yield to this person.
他伏在降服在这个人之下。
If this person do not bless me, I will not be able to go on.
他知道这个人若不是不祝福他，他就没有办法再继续下去。
Finally, the Holy Spirit prevailed against Jacob.
最后，这圣灵终于胜过了雅各。
He brought the cross into his life.
他把圣灵他把十字架带到雅各的心里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
This is the work of Holy Spirit.
这个就是圣灵的工作。
The cross on Calvary will never save your soul.
在加略的十字架永远不能叫你得救。
The cross in your own heart alone will make you whole.
在你里的十字架才有能医治你。
This is the way the Holy Spirit will turn the testimony of Jesus into our testimony.
圣灵借着这样子，借着十字架，把耶稣的见证变成我们的见证。
Once we have this testimony, then we can overcome. We can overcome by the word of our own testimony.
当我们有了这个见证以后，我们就能够来见证自己所见证的道。
So,What is the word of our testimony?
那我们自己所见证的道是什么呢？
And there's a wonderful illustration again in the gospel.
在福音书里面有个非常好的图案图画。
In Matthew chapter 4,
在马太福音第四章里面。
And Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
耶稣就被圣灵引导到旷野里受魔鬼的试探。
After Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry.
他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。
And then the tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God, command that this stone become bread.
那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
And this is a severe temptation.
这是一个非常严厉的一个试探。
And he tempted the man Jesus.
他来试探耶稣这个人。
Because Jesus is a man.
耶稣是一个人。
So he has the feeling of hunger.
所以他有这个饥饿的感觉。
And hunger is the lust of our natural flesh.
这个饥饿就是我们肉体的一个情欲。
And devil used this to tempt Jesus.
魔鬼就用这个来试探我们的主耶稣。
And Jesus said,
那主耶稣说，
It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word proceeds out of the mouth of God.
耶稣就回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
This is the word of his testimony.
这个就是他所见证的道。
This is not to say that we can simply just pick verses out of the Bible and use it that way.
这个并不是说我们能够随便从圣经里面找一节圣经就来使用。
And we got a problem, and we open our Bible, we pick verses that we like, and we just read that verse out loud, and that has become our word of testimony.
若是我们打开圣经，找到一节圣经我们自己很喜欢，我们就把它大声的朗诵出来，常常这就会带来问题。
This is not the case.
这个并不是应该这样。
The Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3 is Jesus' testimony.
生命记第八章第三节就是耶稣的见证。
When on this earth, Jesus did not live on the bread alone.
当耶稣在世上的时候，他并不是靠不是靠食物。
But on every word proceeds out of the mouth of God.
他不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
That Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3 is Jesus' testimony.
生命记第八章第三节就成为耶稣的见证。
And when Jesus spoke out his own testimony,
当耶稣说出他的自己的见证的时候，
he overcame the devil.
他就胜过了那个魔鬼。
He overcame the temptation.
他就胜过人的试探。
Brother and sister, this is the word of our testimony.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们自己所见证的道。
Holy Spirit work in our heart.
圣灵在我们的心中工作。
To turn the testimony of Jesus into our testimony.
把耶稣的见证变成我们的见证。
And when the temptation came,
当试探来的时候，
we spoke out the word of testimony.
我们就说出呢所见证的道。
We spoke out what the Holy Spirit has worked in our life.
我们就说出呢圣灵在我们心里面所做的。
And that is our word of testimony.
那个就成为我们自己的所见证的道。
David knew this secret very, very well.
大卫知道这个秘诀。
There's no other person I can see that learned this as well as David.
我在圣经里看，没有一个人比大卫更能够知道这个秘诀。
The book of Song is full of example.
在诗篇里面充满了给我们很多的例子。
For example, David said, "The Lord is my light."
比如说，大卫就说，耶和华是我的亮光。
Brothers and sisters, this is his word of testimony.
弟兄姐妹们，这是他所见证的道。
The Lord is his light.
耶和华是他的亮光。
So when the darkness came, and he can claim the Lord is my light.
当黑暗临到的时候，他能够来支取说耶和华是我的亮光。
The Lord is my salvation.
耶和华是我的拯救。
Whom shall I fear?
我还怕谁呢？
The Lord is the defense of my life.
耶和华是我性命的保障。
Whom shall I dread?
我还惧谁呢？
This is his testimony.
这是他的见证。
And therefore, he can use that as his word of testimony.
所以他能够使用，成为他自己所见证的道。
I'd like to turn your attention to this specific verse. It's very interesting.
我愿意你来看这一节圣经，是非
常有趣。It's Psalm 27.
就是在诗篇第二十七篇
，verse 8.
第八节。
Psalm 27, verse 8.
诗篇二十七篇第八节。
When you said, "Seek my face," my heart said to you, "Your face, O Lord, I shall see."
你说你们当寻求我的面，那时我心向你说，耶和华啊，你的面我正要寻求。
Seeking my face is David's testimony.
寻求神耶和华的面是大卫的见证。
Because in verse 4 in the same chapter.
因为在第四节在这同一篇诗篇里第四节
David said that one thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple
他在第四节就这么说有一件事我曾求耶和华我仍要寻求就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中瞻仰他的荣美在他的殿里求问
Behold the beauty of the Lord is his testimony.
瞻仰耶和华的荣美就是他的见证
That's in his heart.
这是在他的心里面
It's his desire.
是他的心愿
So when he heard the Lord said, "Seek my face."
所以当他听耶和华神对他说寻求我的面
Then he responded to the Lord by saying, "Your face, Lord, I shall see."
所以他马上就对神有一个反应说耶和华你的面我正寻求
And that is his word of testimony
这就是他所见证的道
That is his heart
这是他的心愿
And he responds to that command
他就向神有这样子的反应
It is such a wonderful example
这实在是一个何等美好的一个例子
I remember we're reading these verses in the winter retreat
我记得我们在冬令会的时候读到这一段圣经。
This is one of the verses that we read in the morning watch.
这就是我们有早上晨更的经节。
And we're sharing these verses.
当我们就在交通这节圣经的时候。
And there was one brother he shared this way.
有一个弟兄就这样交通。
He said that this is very interesting.
他说这个实在是非常有趣。
And then the Lord said, "The seek my face."
主说寻求我的面
and David responded right away say your face O Lord I shall see
那大卫马上就对他说耶和华你的面我正要寻求
then he said I never do that
他就说我从来不这么做
when my mother gave me a command said go wash the dishes
当我的母亲叫我跟我说你去洗碗
I never said mom the dishes I shall go wash
我从来不会对我妈妈说我会马上去洗碗。
It's never happened to us.
这从来没有在我身上发生过。
And not only we didn't do that to our parents.
我们不仅不这样对我们的父母。
We never responded to the Lord.
我们也不这样子向神来回应。
Even though there is a testimony in our heart.
虽然在我们的心里有一个见证。
But we did not respond to it.
但是我们却不回应。
With the word of our testimony.
却不以我们所见证的道来回应。
So you can see this is the secret of David.
你就看见这个是大卫的一个秘诀。
David did that all the time.
大卫经常这样子做。
He all the time confessed his testimony in the public.
他常常在公开中来见来来来表白他的见证。
Brother and sister, we don't exercise this enough.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在这方面的操练实在不够。
We don't speak our testimony in public.
我们不愿意公开的来表白我们的见证。
As we gather before the table,
当我们聚集在主的桌子面前的时候，
Oftentimes our heart is moved by the Holy Spirit.
常常我们的心被圣灵所感动。
We see the love of Christ.
我们看见基督的爱。
The Holy Spirit create a testimony in us.
圣灵就在我们的里面产生了那个见证。
We have thanksgiving in our heart.
我们在我们心里充满了感谢。
It's like that jar is full.Full with perfume,
就像那个那瓶香膏充满了香膏一样。
But we did not speak out.
但是我们却不说出来。
We did not use our word of testimony.
我们却不来见证我们自己的道。
We keep the jar closed.
我们就把这个瓶子关得紧紧。
We never broke the jar.
我们不愿意把这个瓶子打破。
So the testimony can come out.
让这个见证能够被表白出来。
Brothers and sisters.We need to exercise this.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要有这样的操练。
This is spiritual exercise.
这个是属灵的操练。
We do want to give the Lord the praises that He is so worthy of.
我们需要把神我们的主所配得的赞美归给他。
And therefore, when Holy Spirit is working out a testimony in our heart.
因此，当圣灵在我们里面来做这样子的见证的工作的时候
，And we need to give the word of our testimony.
我们就需要把我们的自己的见证表明出来。
You might say that I don't have one.
那你说我没有。
And I just saved.
我刚刚得救。
And I'm not like those senior Christians.
我不像那些已经是得救很久的弟兄姐妹。
I was saved just a few months ago.
我几个礼拜几个月以前我才刚
刚得救。And how can I have testimony?
那我怎么能够有见证呢
？Brothers and sisters.There is a testimony that we all share.
弟兄姐妹们，有一个见证是我们每一个人都共有的。
As long as you are saved, you have this testimony.
只要你是已经得救，你就有这个见证。
Let's look at what that testimony is.
那我们来看看这个见证是什么。
Turn to Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10 verse 9.
罗马书第十章第九节。
Romans.Chapter 10, verse 9.
罗马书第十章第九节。
That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Brother and sister, every one of us, we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead.
弟兄姐妹们。我们每一个人在我们心里都相信神叫他从死里复活。
And this is the testimony in our heart.
这是在我们心里的见证。
So we should be able to confess that Jesus is Lord.
所以我们能够承认耶稣是主。
And that is our word of testimony.
那个就是我们所见证的道。
As long as we believe Jesus was raised from the dead.
只要我们相信是耶稣是从死里复活的。
And we should be able to confess.With our mouths that Jesus is Lord.
我们就能够用口来承认说耶稣是主。
And this is the testimony of Jesus.
这个就是耶稣的见证。
This testimony helped me a great deal.
这个见证给我很大的帮助。
It's very simple.
这是非常的简单。
That Jesus is Lord.
就是耶稣是主。
Brothers and sisters, as Christians, we face many, many challenges.
弟兄姐妹们，我们基督徒常常遇见许多的挑战。
The devil tempts us all day long.
仇敌整天来试探我们。
And he creates difficulties in our family.
他在我们的家庭中产生难处。
He create difficulty in your workplace.
他在你工作的地方创造难处。
He even create challenges in gathering.
他甚至在我们的聚集里面，他也创造了一些挑战。
There's always something going on.
总是有一些事情在发生。
The devil never stops.
魔鬼从来不停止。
Especially, he never start attacking the house of God.
他从来不停止攻击神的家。
So sometimes we are really, really struggle.
许多时候我们自己也是非常的挣扎。
It appears it's out of our hands.
看起来好像实在是是不是能够我们所控制的。
It's not something we can resolve.
也不是我们能够所解决的。
But this time,If you have this word of testimony,
但是这一次，若是你有这个所见证的道
，If this word come into your heart,
这个话来到你的心中
，You said Jesus is Lord,
你就说耶稣是主
，And all the storm will die down,
一切的风暴就停息了。
As simple as this,
这就是如此的简单。
Such a powerful testimony,
这是何等有能力的一个见证。
You have to try this.
你必须要来试。
But you have to believe Jesus was raised from the dead.
但是你必须要相信耶稣是从死里复活的。
Therefore, you can confess with your mouth, He is Lord.
那你的口里就能够承认耶稣为主。
When you enter into a situation that you need to be saved,
当你进到一个环境里面，你必须要被得拯救的时候
，you will speak out the word.Of your testimony,
你就说出你自己所见证的道。
And this word is Jesus is Lord.
你就说耶稣是主。
And you will overcome.
你就能得胜。
It doesn't matter what temptation is.
不管试炼是什么。
As long as you have this word of testimony.
只要你有这个所见证的道。
This is powerful thing.
这是一个非常有能力的。
We confess.That Jesus is Lord.
我们承认耶稣是主。
The word of our testimony is not to declare our victory.
我们自己所见证的道不是来宣称我们自己的得胜。
It's to claim the victory in Christ.
乃是来支取在基督里的得胜。
The devil is the greatest accuser of all time.
魔鬼是控告我们的人。
He often come accusing us.
他常常来控告我们。
He shows us our own sins.
他让我们看见我们自己的罪。
He shows us the difficulty that surrounds us.
他把我们周围困难的环境都显明出来。
Therefore, we become weak.
我们就变成非常软弱。
So what happens if we are weak?
那我们当我们软弱的时候会怎么样呢
？What happens when we are accused by the devil?
当我们被仇敌控告的时候，我们是怎样呢
？Do I have a testimony at that situation?
在那个环境里我有一个见证吗
There is
是有的
Second Corinthians
就是哥林多后书
Chapter 12 verse 10
第十二章第十节
That's the word of testimony for those who are weak
这个就是那个所见证的道是为了那些软弱的人
And Paul said therefore I'm well content with
保罗就说我是
I'm well content with weakness, with insult, with distress, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake.
保罗说：“我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。”
Another translation said, "I delight in those things."
有一个翻译版就说这是为可喜乐的，也可以说是满足的。
Then he gave a reason.
那他就给我们一个原因。
For when I am weak, then I am strong.
他就说，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
This is the word of testimony.
这个是所见证的道。
For those who experienced weakness.
为着那一经历软弱的人。
If this word is in your heart.
若是这是在你心中的一个话。
If you allow Holy Spirit to take this word.And working in your heart.
若是你让圣灵把这个话坐在你的心中的话
，and allow the Holy Spirit to take the cross and plant it in your heart.
若是你让圣灵把这十字架 种在你的心里的话。
And this will become your testimony.
那这一节圣经就能够成为你的见证。
Then that can bring you out of all weakness.
那就能够把你从所有一切的软弱里面带领出来。
You will delight in difficulties.
你就会因着困难而喜乐。
You will delight in insults.
你就能够在凌辱中能够喜乐。
You will delight in distress.
你能够在极难的时候能够喜乐。
You will delight in persecutions.
你能够在逼迫的时候喜乐。
For when I am weak, and then I am strong.
因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
The word of testimony is not what we have done.
这个所见证的道并不是说我们所做的。
Instead, it is what Christ has accomplished.
乃是说到基督所为我们成就的。
There's my favorite word of testimony in the Bible.
在圣经里面有一个我最喜欢的一个见证。
Galatians 2:20.
就是加拉太书第二章第二十节。
This is my favorite verses here.
这就是我在圣经里面最喜欢的一节圣经。
Concerning the word of testimony.
说到所见证的道。
Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ.
保罗说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架。”
This is not Paul has done.
这并不是保罗所做的。
Paul can never do this.
保罗没有办法做这样的事。
You and I can never do this.
我们也没有办法做这件事。
This is what Christ has accomplished in our lives.
这个是基督在我们的生活里面为我们所成就的。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And it is no longer I who live.
现在活着不再是我
But Christ lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
I heard a brother that shared this testimony.
我听见一位弟兄见证交通到这节圣经。
This brother has some difficulty with his dad.
这个弟兄他与他的父亲有些难处。
And has trouble to have fellowship.
他没有办法跟他父亲有很好的交谈。
And whenever his father opened his mouth, then there's anger in his heart.
当他的父亲一开口说话，他里面就产生非常的气愤。
And therefore, they wouldn't be able to have fellowship.
所以他们就没有办法有交谈。
And one day that this situation occurred again.
有一天，这个情形又发生了。
And the father.Began to speak, and the anger was there.
当他父亲一开始说话，他里面就产生了愤怒。
And his brother testified, this word came to his heart.
那这位弟兄就见证说这句话就到他心里。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Then it's no longer I.
这不再是我。
But Christ lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the anger disappeared.
那这个愤怒就消失了。
This is the word of our testimony.
这个就是我们自己所见证的道。
Brother and sister, the scripture is precious.
弟兄姐妹们，圣经是何等的宝贵。
Once the scripture become our life experience.
当这个圣经节成为我们的经历的时候
，There is so much difficulty between husband and wife.
虽然在夫妻之间有许多的难处
，And much of the difficulty is in fellowship.
许多的难处都是在交通之关系上。
It comes to a point that we can't really fellowship.
到了一个地步，就彼此无法交谈。
And we need the word of testimony.
我们就需要这个所见证的道。
We need this word to come into our heart.
我们需要这些话进到我们心里。
And they said, I have been crucified with Christ.
就看见我已经与基督同钉十字架。
It's no longer I.
不再是我。
Where is that anger?
那个愤怒呢
？I no longer live.
我不再我如今活着不再是我
This anger has no place in my heart
这个愤怒在我的心中没有地位
Christ has said I have been crucified with him
因为基督已经告诉我说我已经与基督同钉十字架
The Christ lives in me
基督活在我的里面
If this word comes to your heart
若是这句话进入到你的心里，
you will defeat that anger.
你就能够战胜那个气愤怒。
You will overcome this temptation.
你就能够胜过这个这个试探。
You will be able to have that fellowship with your spouse.
你就能够与你的配偶能够有沟通。
Brothers and sisters, God has entrusted the testimony of Jesus to the church.
弟兄姐妹们，神已经把耶稣的见证托付给他的教会。
A church is like a lampstand.
教会像一个灯台一样。
Holds the testimony of Jesus.
是要来高举耶稣的见证。
If the church is not faithful to this testimony.
若是教会向着这个见证不是忠心的话，
God will remove the lampstand out of his place.
神就会把这个灯台从他中间挪去。
We must be faithful to the testimony of Jesus.
我们必须向着耶稣的见证忠心。
How can we be faithful?
我们怎么能忠心呢？
We must allow the testimony of Jesus to become our testimony.
我们必须要让耶稣的见证成为我们的见证。
It's not enough to hear about it.
单单只是听是不够的。
It's not enough to know about it.
单单若是只是知道也是不够的。
It must become our testimony.
必须成为我们自己的见证。
We must allow Holy Spirit to work, to operate in us.
我们必须要让圣灵能够在我们里面来运行。
Are we still wrestling with the Holy Spirit today?
我们是否今天人与圣灵在摔跤呢？
Are we still prevailing against the Holy Spirit today?
我们是否今天仍然胜过圣灵呢？
Are we still quenching the Holy Spirit today?
我们是否今天仍然消灭圣灵的感动呢？
Are we still grieving the Holy Spirit today?
我们是否今天仍然叫圣灵担忧呢？
Let the work of the Holy Spirit operate in our life.
让圣灵在我们里面来工作。
Let him bring the crust of Calvary into the cross, into our heart.
让他把加略山的十架带到我们的心里。
Jacob was so hesitant.
雅各是这样的犹豫。
So are we.
我们也是如此。
Let us accept the work of cross.
让我们来接受十字架的工作。
And we'll cross the river this year.
今年我们就能够越过这个河。
You have been staying on this side of the river for so long.
你已经在河的这边待得很久了。
We have been wrestling with Holy Spirit for too long.
我们已经与圣灵摔跤太久了。
It's the breaking of dawn now.
现在是黎明即将来到。
Accept the cross now.
接受十字架。
Move across the stream.
就能够叫我们越过河。
Accept the testimony of Jesus as our testimony.
接受耶稣的见证成为我们的见证。
Now we must overcome by the word of our testimony.
就叫我们能够因着自己所见证的道来得胜。
We must confess our testimony with our mouth.
我们必须要口里来承认我们所见证的道。
It's not enough to believe in your heart.
在你心中相信是不够的。
We must confess with our mouth.
我们必须口里承认。
The testimony of Jesus is simply to confess Jesus is Lord.
耶稣的见证很简单的，就是口里承认耶稣是主。
We must confess this testimony in our life.
我们必须在我们的生活里来承认这件事。
We must confess that Jesus is the Lord in my family.
我们必须承认。耶稣是在我的家庭里面，耶稣是主。
We must confess that Jesus is the Lord of our gathering.
我们必须承认，在我们的聚集里面，耶稣是主。
As we come together before the table.
当我们聚集在他的桌子面前的时候，
we must speak out the word of testimony.
我们必须要来说出我们所见证的道。
Do not hold back.
不要保留。
The Holy Spirit has deposited that.Fragrant anointment in your heart.
圣灵已经把那个香膏存留在你的心里。
And Holy Spirit deposits that every week.
圣灵在每一周里面，圣灵都把这个香膏放在你的心里。
Your jar has been full.
你的瓶子已经满了。
has been full for a long time.
你的瓶子已经满了很久了。
It's time to break it.
如今就是要来破碎这瓶子的时候。
It's time to break that jar, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，如今就是要来打破这瓶子的时候。
We must crown him the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
我们必须冠他为万主之主，万王之王。
When we are tempted by the devil in our life.
当我们受到魔鬼在我们生活中的试探的时候
We must overcome by the word of our testimony
我们是以自己所见证的道来胜过他
We study the word of God
我们必要读神的话语
We study every week
我们每一周都读神的话语
It's not to gain more knowledge
并不是叫我们有更多的知识
It's not to be more spiritual
并不是叫我们更属灵
We study the word of God
我们读神的话语
Because we want to overcome by the word of our testimony.
因为我们要以要能够胜过他，用是以自己所见证的道。
We want to keep this word in our heart.
我们愿意把他的话存留在我们的心里。
Allow the Holy Spirit to work in our heart with those words.
让圣灵借着这些话在我们的心里来工作。
Until this word become our testimony.
直到这些话成为我们的见证。
Therefore.At the time of need, we will be able to overcome by the word of our testimony.
当我们需要的时候，我们就能够以自己所见证的道来胜过。
Maybe it's the beginning of our desire to use the word this way.
也许这是我们刚刚开始有这样的心愿，愿意来这样子使用神的话。
May we be faithful.To the testimony of Jesus.
愿意我们向耶稣的见证来忠心。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for this time.
天父，我们为着这个时间，我们实在感谢你。
And we have been grateful for all the things you have done in our life.
我们实在感谢你在我们生活里面所做的一切的事。
We thank you for the patience that you have with us.
谢谢你向着我们的忍耐。
Even we are those who grieve the Holy Spirit.
虽然我们常常叫圣灵担忧。
Even we are those who quench the Holy Spirit.
虽然我们消灭圣灵的感动。
Even we are those who are so strong.
虽然我们自己这样的刚强。
We wrestle with the Holy Spirit all the time.
我们常常与圣灵摔跤。
And yet, today, you are still speaking to us.
但是今天你仍然对我们说话。
You're still speaking to us in this way.
你仍然如此对我们说话。
Therefore,Our heart is full of thanksgiving.
因此我们的心实在充满了感谢。
We pray that your word is light to our feet.
愿你的话成为我们脚前的灯。
So that we can see how to follow you.
让我们能够看见如何来跟随你。
For those who have been wrestling with the Holy Spirit.
为着那一些与圣灵摔跤的。
Morning we pray.
今天早上我们祷告。
We will see that the breaking of dawn is near.
让我们看见黎明即将来到。
It is time for us to accept our own cross.
现在就是我们接受这十字架的时候。
So that we can move past the stream.
好叫我们能够越过河。
We can leave our own strength behind.
我们能够把我们自己的力量留在后面一边。
We can trust you for.Tomorrow.
我们能够为着明天来仰望你。
Even we are weak.
虽然我们软弱。
We pray that you give us this testimony.
我们求你给我们这样的见证。
For I am weak, then I am strong.
因为什么时候我软弱，什么时候我就刚强。
Even that we oftentimes come to our wit's end.
虽然有时候我们到了自己的尽头。
We don't know how to proceed.
我们不知道当如何往前。
We don't know how to deal with our own flesh.
我们不知道怎样来对付我们自己的肉体。
May your word comes to us.
愿你的话语临到我们。
Strongly.
强的临到我们。
I have been crucified with God.
让我们看见我已经与基督同钉十字架。
It is no longer I who lives.
如今活着不再是我。
It's Christ who lives me.
乃是基督在我里面活。
Father, I pray that this is the word of our testimony.
天父，我们愿意这也成为我们自己所见证的道。
It does the cross on Calvary will not save us.
加略的十字架不能够来拯救我们。
Until the Holy Spirit bring that cross into our heart.
直到圣灵把这那十字架带进我们的心里。
I pray the Holy Spirit will bring the cross of Calvary into all of our heart this morning.
愿意今天早上圣灵把加略山的十字架带进到我们每一个人的心里。
So we'll be able to say, Lord, I receive that cross from you.
叫我们每一个人都能说，主啊，我从你那里的接受这十字架。
This is my cross.
这是我的十字架。
And this is my testimony.
这是我的见证。
We pray for your mercy.
我们愿你来怜悯我们。
We saw your grace and mercy. No one can accept this cross.
没有你的恩典和怜悯，没有一个人能够接受这十字架。
Pray for those who stay behind for so long.
为了那个在后面停留许久的人，我们祷告。
Pray for those who hesitate, unable to cross the stream for so long.
为了那个已经许久犹豫不决、不能够过河的人，我们祷告。
We pray this morning the Holy Spirit encourage us
愿意今天早上圣灵来激励我们
to accept our own cross
来接受我们个人的十字架
we cling to the Lord
来紧紧地抓住主
bless me
祝福我
I will not let you go unless you bless me
我不让你我不容你去
give us this prayer
给我们这样的祷告
so that we can go on
叫我们能够向往前去。
We ask for your blessing.
我们愿意你的祝福。
For everyone who have heard.
愿你祝福每一个听见这话的人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。